How does God lead and guide people even today? Hello, I'm Derek Thomas. This is Probe. Welcome to you, especially to those of you who listen week by week and contact us. We are always grateful to hear from you, and interestingly, we hear from far and wide. I heard not too long ago from somebody who's all the way over in Southern Africa, listens to Probe. And so, greetings to them wherever they may be. Our question today has to do with the guidance of the Christian, that I think all Christians would agree with the fact that finding your way through life has its challenges, that human wisdom is frail, that we are easily self-serving and sometimes very foolish, and given the ins and outs of living, to have some prospect of assistance from God in terms of guidance, I think is very, very affirming and rewarding and a reason for hope. I'm happy to have two conversation partners today, Bruce Johansson, professor of New Testament here at Walla Walla College, and Carl Kosart, also a New Testament scholar. Gentlemen, welcome. We've got some interesting things to talk about here today.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
Does the Holy Spirit serve in some capacity as a guide for human experience? Mm. Are there some passages of Scripture that we should look at?
John 16:13, which says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. Whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come."
Now, that's interesting text, Carl, because it's quite explicit. And what are some of its parameters then? That the Holy Spirit will come, will not speak for himself, and will do what? Will guide you into all truth?
All truth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And does it say what else? Teach?
He'll speak with his own authority, not with his own authority, but what he hears, he will speak. So this is, you know, he's the intercessor between us and God in that sense.
Yeah.
But he'll guide us into all truth. That's a very strong statement.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's an Old Testament concept too. Right? There's a parallelism in the Old Testament, which Isaiah 34:16, where the mouth of God and the Spirit of God are put in parallel.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You had mentioned some time ago while we were in conversation about 1 Corinthians 2.
You know, that's for me one of the most fascinating passages. Paul is playing off the wisdom of rhetoric and philosophy with the wisdom of the cross.
Mm.
And he has this thing to say that the Spirit of God searches everything, even the deep things of God. And nobody, you know, and the spirit of a person knows the mind, the person's own mind. And he goes on to talk about that. And if you look through that passage from verse 10 to the end of chapter 2.
And that's 1 Corinthians
2? 1 Corinthians 2.
Okay.
The juxtaposition of understanding, knowing, mind, etc. in that whole passage occurs concurrently with spirit, which leads me to think that spirit is very much not only an aspect of God's mind, but also our minds. Mm. And it probably is the place that provides the connection in communication between God and us.
Wow, now that's very interesting, Bruce. And you get that from 1 Corinthians
2? 1 Corinthians, yeah. And Paul can say, and it's a special kind of thinking, because Paul can say at the end of this passage, we have the mind of Christ.
Yeah, now that's an astonishing text. The idea that somehow there is recreated or created in us a mind.
A capacity.
Yeah, like Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
And to me, that's extremely comforting, because it tells us that God can speak to us through our spirit, which is an aspect, our mind's capacity for spiritual things. In fact, in that passage, it says, verse 13, "And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual." And that can be translated several different ways.
Yeah. So there is, in other words, a spiritual capacity in human beings that is the domain upon which the Spirit of God acts to create a commonality between man and God.
I personally think it's part of the image of God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
in man.
But it is the place where it is actually the interface with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like that because I have believed for a long time that part of our spiritual capacities is the issue of conscience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the Holy Spirit is guiding us, does conscience play any role? And if so, how would that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is where we see the Spirit is much broader than we typically think of. I mean, but
yeah.
Got into our conscience and the very fact that even our common sense, I guess you could say, is there. God gives us a brain to use it, and He guides us through that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's very specific.
I'm going to take this on a very broad plane. I teach world religions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In all of the major world religions, there is a sense of it's wrong to kill, to steal, to commit adultery,
incest,
to covet, to dishonor one's parents.
Mm.
And that's irrespective of the philosophical differences among the systems.
Or the theistic differences.
Or the yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
Not just environment.
It's something that's innate. And some people would argue, well, it comes from survival and society and so on. I would push it further than that.
And of course, in Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis talks about this innate sense of justice and injustice that actually is the...
Where does that come from?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think even we see that even in nature, too, we're taught. So, I mean, there's these different levels through which the Spirit can guide us, with Scripture, I think, being the foremost. But.
Yeah.
Now, Carl, the verses you mentioned, it says that the Spirit will guide us into all truth. And I'm wondering how we would know that we were being guided by the Spirit.
Well, I read that was John 16:13. It's important. Okay. I also read John 14:26, which is adds more to that, which is, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
Mm.
So it's this aspect of it's all truth, yes, but there's aspects of remembering, so the past, the present speaking to us today, but also in the future.
So what I hear coming from that verse is that the Holy Spirit makes available to us ideas, pieces of information, truths that take up residence, and then those become a frame of reference that the Holy Spirit uses to guide and direct us, sometimes by bringing them to mind and sometimes by teaching them to us in the first place.
Matt, to give a personal example, when I was raised as a young boy in the church, I remember singing the song, Jesus Loved Me, This I Know, a very simple song. But I wandered way far away from that. And when I came back to Him, I remember driving back home one evening, and that song coming to my mind as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
And I was struggling. And here I am, 18, and I'm singing, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
the Spirit working in my heart.
Yeah, you know, that used that.
Calling
that,
to mind remembrance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it seems to me also that the sense of conscience is linked to this information that the Holy Spirit gives us, because I think consciences are informed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always rightly informed. Mm-hmm. You can have a conscience that is wrongly informed.
Yes.
But yet the Holy Spirit acts on the conscience, and all of us know that a clear conscience is a very good pillow, but a disturbed one is a very bad pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to contend that one of the ways the Holy Spirit guides us is by interacting with a conscience, and where we violate some precepts that the Holy Spirit has put into our minds, this alarm system disturbs us.
Yes.
Yeah. You
Oh, I know. Definitely. I think that's there.
Now, Carl, you mentioned also common sense, and I have to tell you that's an aspect that intrigues me a lot, because years ago, I read a book in which a man said that we don't make enough of common sense in terms of spiritual things. Is that common sense is this sense or sensibility we have that enables us to go through life and to be finding our way through various options in a I don't know what else to say, in a very ordinary way.
Yeah.
But because this common sense is what guides our lives oftentimes from minute to minute, it is another interface that the Holy Spirit uses, and actually uses common sense to guide us and to give us divine guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think of that?
I think that's a key point, because I think so often we are wanting the extraordinary, give me this divine sign or something, when He's given us common sense, and it's very dangerous for us to ignore those very simple things that He puts before us.
Yeah. To me, it's fascinating that when you look at the Old Testament, the Spirit is very closely associated with prophecy and yeah. the extraordinary.
Yeah.
But it is also very closely connected with wisdom.
Oh, with wisdom.
With wisdom.
Yeah.
In fact, in certain passages, they are interchangeable. The Spirit says, wisdom says. Mm-hmm. It's connected. That to me is just a very fascinating thing.
And see, what intrigues me here is when we talk about the guiding of the Holy Spirit, what we're saying here seems to suggest that the Holy Spirit is available and active in the daily, the business of daily living.
In the mundane things
yeah,
of life.
Yeah.
Yes.
In helping us in the ordinary things of life, the Holy Spirit is prompting us by what we have been told, by a sense of conscience, by common sense. Mm-hmm. I think that, could we say then that it grows convictions in our lives that we should do this or we should not do that?
I think that, and I think also this, it once again also points to the fact that all these things are working through our minds, which in an age where we're filled with so many things our minds preoccupied with, it's the call for us to be open to for our thinking.
And then there was one other thing it said, that it will show us things to come.
Future.
There's the prophetic.
Oh, there's the prophetic.
Yeah.
So when we think about that, we have the prospect that as time goes by and as we progress into the unknown, we are not going to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
That the Holy Spirit has already announced, in a sense, through the prophets what will be, but at the same time will by these other means guide us as those occasions arise.
I think that even there you have two levels. You have the Holy Spirit that guides us through ordinary good common sense so that we, by using common sense in many situations, can predict what's going to happen and what we should or shouldn't do in that. And then there's the extraordinary sense of God's special guiding and leading.
Like Amos was told, the Lord God does nothing without revealing it to
his servants, the prophets.
Wow, so the Holy Spirit is not then something that is divorced from everyday living.
I hope not.
No, that the Holy Spirit is intimately involved in the business of living, and sometimes in such ordinary ways that we tend not to even recognize
presence,
it. Wow. It's hard to know. Go ahead.
There's even, for me, it's very comforting to think of all the people who have ever lived in this world who have never heard of Christ, who have no scripture.
Yeah,
but still have a sense of God.
That is comforting because, you know, we are very fortunate. We have the Bible and we pay the Bible a lot of attention.
Yeah.
But actually the work of God or even the word of God to people is much bigger than that.
If
you allow for the action of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
The importance of the Spirit once again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Holy Spirit can go where people didn't even know there was a Bible.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you. This is actually very encouraging. I guess it falls to us somehow to decide how best to allow the Holy Spirit into our lives and to realize that He comes in very common places. So many thanks to you, Carl and Bruce, for your participation today, and to our program engineer, Susan Michael. We are continually grateful to those of you who listen. For Probe, I'm Dave Thomas.
You've been listening to Probe, a production of the School of Theology at Walla Walla College and KGTS-FM. To order a copy of today's broadcast, you can call 509-527-2194 or email us at probe@wwc.edu. Thanks for listening. We'll be here next week at this time with Probe.